Matzav pach pochis, this page einches. Matzav pochis mizeh, who begins a goof nifchan shlitosa ktsas, kiakin yigia kenegad zechi sar and etzal neshama, levilti a yoisa shlemus bachol hadar tifarta. A hashlita koshi, lo soigler elohi sarn koshu, aval im tarbe hashlita az yarbe hachisarn. Nadar bachlal echad levad noimer sheish bezashalish manim. So basically, he's being magdir that there are different shlavim, different times in history, in life, different experiences that bring out the relationship between neshama and guf. How clean is the guf? How much does the neshama have shlita over it? So he says, "Omnam im nedaber b'chlal echad levan noimer sheish b'zeh shalosh zmanim zman shlita sa neshama legamri." There's a point in a person's creation that is neshama shoylet legamri, v'zman shlita sa guf ktsas, and then zman shlita sa guf legamri. Ach nelech b'derech ha'droga lahavin oid matzavi ha'guf hazeh b'shlitasoi. If you really want to break it down, chomesh madregas nu cholim neis by derech ha'klal. So there's five dargas, and some of these are within already. So they're very, 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 it's very broken down. Madriga Aleph, Halohi, Shia Laguf Mitzias, Achloi Shlita Klal Ve'ikar. So the guf has some sort of mitzias, but it doesn't have any say. And the person's not living guf dick, they're living purely neshama dick. Nimtzer she b'matzav hazeh lo yimotze ha'odam b'atme shum dover me'oysam she'yesh le'ata b'yoyz gufniyus she'shalit b'ayit. At that point, the person's not at all similar to their matzav in this world, because this matzav in this world, definitely the guf has a very long, large shlita. V'zeh ha'matzav hashalim. That's the ideal situation. So the ideal situation is that even though there's a mitzias to the guf, but it doesn't have any shlita at all. That's, you know, the epitome, the way he's learning Tchias Mason. That means that somehow the guf had a full tikkun, so it doesn't get in the way of the neshama at all. Madriga base, she had a guf shlita kolshu, v'yimtza ha'adam be'atzmai, k'moi zecher guf. It's kind of reminiscent of what it was like when he had a real guf. Means a zecher shaprati dvarim, but only generally, not specifically. Elazecher klol dvarim rabim shahayu boy. Moshal lemisha overall of tzaris rabbis va'amal v'yagea bekama harpetki va'achar nisha tashus boy va'yefus bechlal. Meaning, the moshal, if a person went through a big, he met climbing a big mountain. Then he gets to the top and he's at the end of the day's work, he's tired. He's not climbing the mountain anymore, but there's something from that experience that's noticeable in his body. So there's a shlav in the person's perfection that they're really no longer challenged. But the challenges that they endured have erosion on them. So overall, there's some sort of shirayim of the guf, of the hashpah of the guf. Elokish asher eze yogun melvavoy, she'ain simchasay simcha shleima. Avapi she'ain tam prati liyogunahu. He doesn't know what's going on. He's kind of, you know, he's not fully besimcha, but he doesn't know why. Kach le'timtza koyach ha'neshama ba'atzma le'ispashet b'chol koyach ha'yiseha el targish k'moy eze koyved me'muat la ve'im prote ha'meniya ha'noidim. So there's some sort of in the neshama there's some sort of in the neshama, there's some sort of prote guf, but we don't know what they are. So it's the bekitzur, the guf still has some sort of ashpa, but it's not very specific. It's just that it's noticeable that there's a guf here. What's the third level? B'yeis haguf shoylet b'frat. Achloi b'chol pratav, el b'ktas mi'pratav. Shim ta'odam atzma eze dvar min divrei haguf dvar mi'yeis m'kalam achal kuponim gufniyem. Va'umno poshut v'chol matzav ma'ila in told us g'doylis l'inyan ma'ila shal haguf. It's similar to the second one, but it's more specific. It's even noticeable in the neshama, specific things that the guf wants. Madrega dalet, she haguf shoylet b'chol pratav. V'yimtza ha'odam be'atzmai, kol ha'inyonim ha'gufniyim. Ava k'moy she'aneshama ata hi bo'il mazeh, ki ger ba'aretz, pi tzricha l'lechet v'darki ha'gof. So the guf is shoylet completely. And the oila and the neshama faker now in this shlav is much weaker. It's not in it's a ger. Kach ha'guf, hi yahu ki ger ba'aretz, v'aneshama yeshalatetz, v'yitzdarach ha'guf l'lechet v'drachel. This is more a struggle between neshama and guf. The guf is winning, but the neshama has is following suit. L'mazeh dami l'moshe rabbeinu k'shehalach l'kavol Torah l'Yisrael hinei le'ovad gufay v'lo nishtane. Av l'fisha y'gufay k'mo y'reach b'mokam ha'neshamos shina estaymo l'asos k'mais ha'neshamos k'mo y'shapirsha l'oylam ha'yishan adam minag medin. You see this line here? I remember the first time I saw this, it made a big roshim on me, this line. Saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, why didn't he eat for 40 days when he was in the mountain?
Wow.
It's because when you're in a Minhag HaMedina, you got to follow the Minhag HaMedina. So he was in Shemayim. In Shemayim, you don't eat. So what does that mean? Is that there's a dargah that Moshe Rabbeinu reached. He was still a human being, and he still had a guf. But the guf wasn't shoylet anything. He didn't die. He survived without eating. So there was a guf, and he even had tsar from not eating. He didn't have a taiva to eat. There's a lashon in the Gemara. There's a lashon in Rashi. Rashi says, you can't even heard this part, listen to this part. Rashi says in Chumash, that when in Parshas Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu kind of Klal Yisrael, that they wanted to learn from the Zakenim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you should have learned from me. Mimi no elilmoid, mi many umi talmidi. Loi mi many. So if you would have to explain why is it better to learn from Moshe than from his talmidim, what would you say? I heard it from Hashem. What? Right. Loi mi many, because I heard it directly from Hashem. Lashon Rashi is loi mi many shenitz da'arti alel. You know why I'm better? Because I earned it through tzar, and they didn't. What was the tzar? I didn't eat for 40 days. That's I heard Pshat. Mr. Kaplan said over from the Shver from the Vroom Gurus. It's the arti alel. So I had tzar for 40 days, I didn't eat it. So that tzar is why you should learn from me more than the Talmidim. Not because I heard it from Hashem. Snamelis, whatever. So the point is that he's saying here that this darga is the closest darga to what we experience out of the five levels. It's where there is a guf, and the guf has needs, but there's no taiva whatsoever. And he could survive without eating for 40 days. It was a nace, he didn't die. But be'etzem, right? So it's more like the shayla. There's a guf and there's a neshama, there's a struggle, and the shayla is who's the boss? Who's the boss? So he says, this shlav is that there's both, but the neshama is the boss. V'nimtza shehishtanusay bo'isei hazman eina nimshach machmas atzmoy el machmas mekoymoy ve'ina shinui gomor. Really, it's not a dramatic change. V'ina adayin ain't told us nimshach is v'inani haguf ha'ela, but the guf is not being poil anything. It's not demanding anything. Everything about the guf is known, but the guf is out of sorts. מפני הנשמה. ומן המדרגה הזו שלמעלה אין נבחן אפילו כל פרטי הגוף, כל שכין שאין להם תולדה, שצריכים ללכת בדרכי הנשמה. So it doesn't control anything. Okay? What's the fifth level? Hishiya guf shoylet b'chol b'chinat mung faker. That the guf is in charge of the neshama is the guest. Yek ish shoyer b'vesoy. Kol ninyonov b'tokfom v'chol tol deseyem. V'gam zois madrega nechlek es ashtayim. Ava pikin yakom madrega achas is that kinyan yaguf afil b'chinat guf yechoyim liyes b'shtey drachim. Because the way the guf demands, makes its demands can be in two ways. Oy derech choyl, or ma'isa behema, to do it like a behema. K'ma'isa roi b'nei adam, which is the most way people do it. So we think, right? A person is v'kadosh atzmai b'mutalach. Wow, what a darga! In the lowest darga of what a person is, he's the higher of the two, of the lowest darga. But it's within the lowest darga. The real darga is not to have demands from the guf at all. Not that the pshat is, I really want to eat. I'm going to eat L'shem Shemayim. That's the way it's going to be lost. Love and nasi lechem lebasar. Kumar shayi roi yekodem l'mali chata. And shneim ke'echadim akopanim binyani guf neski lachol tzarech l'shtos tzarech v'yesh v'lavachi. Yachil v'shtei shachulin o shal kedusha. V'zeh v'zeh inyan gufni. Either way, it's still gufni is a thing.
That's a level probably most of us can
attain. That's the most that we can attain. We can't retain the last four. The last four daggers are really not for this world. They're really for of course it's secret. What? Yeah. Last one. Okay, everybody, stop here. Let's go, Doc.